No, I can't make it. I can't live without your love.
Said I can't make it.
Said I really don't know what I would do without you.
Said I can't make it.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Ask God to put somebody in your life that's not lazy. Some people lazy because they're in a lazy bunch. And every time you get ready to do something, they say, oh, child, you ain't got to do that right now. Come on with us. Girl, that you got all kind of time to do it. You ain't got to do that right now. Just leave that alone. Because they lazy. And they not want you to do nothing because you might ask them to help you. So they'll discourage you from going higher because now you're putting that spotlight on them that they're going to have to make some changes. Well, you might need to break over into another company and see the scripture says, don't be slothful, but be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Now, I'll guarantee you that people that's inherited the promises are not lazy, slothful people. They are diligent people. They don't mind working hard. They'll do what needs to get done, and they'll take action people. They're not too slow to respond. I know you had to pray over some things, but we're talking about things that are obvious where you know what you got to do and you're just too slow to take action. Amen. Ask God to put somebody in your life who's not lazy, who's experiencing the power and the blessing of God and follow the example. Then always give your best at what you're doing. Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. Colossians 3:23. And then take personal responsibility. Stop blaming others for your situation. Take control over the things you have control over. Get rid of the clutter in your life. Keep things organized and keep excellence before your eyes. That's what you got to do. First, you got to repent. You got to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Help me to eradicate a slothful attitude. And you start checking those attitudes. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you one habit that I had started developing, the Lord checked me on. It's real simple. I'm going to open up a little bit to you, okay? I'd get home and I'd be tired on Sunday. After doing two services, I'd be tired and sleepy on Sunday. So I'd mostly sleep on Sunday evenings, okay? It's all right to have a day of rest. You need a day of rest. I rest after I minister. But I take my coat off, put it on a hanger, and just hang it on the door. On the door thing right there. I say, I'll get that tonight before I go to bed. And I wake up the next morning and walk right by. I got to go. Got to go to work this morning. Glory to God. Got to go. I'll get that one. See, I'll get all that when I get home this evening. Just leave it alone. I got it. Get home that day. Ooh, I'm tired. Ooh, Lord. Oh, tired today. Look at that coat. Look around, the thing been there 3 days. Slowful. Slow to act. Now, how long is it going to take me to take that and put it in the closet? Less than a minute. Yeah, Jackie said, at least you got yours on a hanger. So I am doing better than some people that just throw them on the floor, throw them on the table, put them in the chair. Mm-hmm. Chair pile up high. Do y'all get the spirit of this message tonight?
Yes.
You have to examine your life. Listen, nobody's immune to subtle attacks from the devil. Things that you know, you're not out there committing adultery. You're not out there stealing from people. You know, you're not out there doing some other thing, you know, hurting people. But if Satan can be real subtle and just cause you to be slowful, then he'll accomplish the same thing, is that you won't fulfill the desire of God. You won't fulfill God's will because you'll be slow and apathetic, and you'll develop mindsets that are a hindrance to you doing the will of God. And you'll never want to run. You'll always be at a snail's pace doing things. And time will go by. That's wasted time, right? Wasted money. Wasted gifting and calling because of a lack of diligence to apply yourself. Amen. There's a price to pay to do God's will. Salvation is free. None of us paid for that. Jesus paid the price for that. But if you're going to do God's will, there's a price for you to pay. Amen. It is not always easy. If you look at Paul's life, and Paul described what real ministry was, when he talked about all the things that he went through, and you can tell that the Lord did not choose a lazy man. And even those men that he called as disciples, you never see him rebuking any of them for being lazy. They were all industrious people that did not mind work. I mean, that is, Peter worked all night long fishing. All night. You know, most of us, after a couple hours, look, they ain't biting. Let's go home, get some sleep. Peter stayed out there all night fishing. He was not a lazy man. And so if we're going to be used to God to the maximum, then we can't be lazy people either. We're going to have to be diligent people. Amen. We're going to have to be people that have some get up, that have some energy, that have some enthusiasm. Maybe you've lost your enthusiasm for serving God. Maybe you become dull in your relationship with God. Well, you just got to rekindle the flame. A good illustration of what I'm talking about is that, you know, when you first light a candle, how tall that flame is, you know, and how much light it gives. But then after a while, when it's about to go out, you know how small the flame gets. Now, the flame's still burning, but it ain't shedding near as much light. It means it has lost its intensity. Amen. And sometimes your spiritual life can be that way, where you one time you were just in full bloom. I mean, you're just going and loving God, and you got great intensity, great passion for the Lord. And then over time, because of trials and circumstances and things that happen, you know, sometimes the flame just comes just to a little flicker there, just barely holding on. And then you don't have no joy. There's no enthusiasm. There ain't no drive. There ain't no vision about anything. You know, the Lord even talked to me this week about my prayer life. I said, Lord, why is it so difficult sometimes for me to be in that place of prayer where I know I'm supposed to be praying? Why is it that sometimes I struggle with all the other stuff I got to do and don't get to prayer? And you know what he told me? He said, you have no vision for it. All you see is the task, but you're not seeing the outcome of what's going to happen when you spend this time with me. So he told me, he said, now write down all the things you're expecting out of your prayer time. And boy, I got excited immediately again because he gave me vision for why I'm praying. And I'm not just going through the motion of just praying. I have a vision for why I pray, because there's certain things that I want to see. There's certain things I'm expecting God to do. And God said, write them down. Write them down. Write down what you're expecting me to do during this time. Write down all the benefits you're going to get out of spending time with me early. And I start writing them down. I said, glory to God. I'm excited about this. So I got my fire back. Praise God. Hallelujah. So all of us need to stir up the gift. Listen, you got to stir yourself up. If you used to love to read, I'm going to tell you, get it back. Whatever you got to do, get it back. If you love to pray, you love to witness, you love to give, you love to sow, you love to help people, whatever your gifting is, you love serving people, I'm going to tell you, just reignite the flame. And if you'll repent, then the Lord will he'll reignite you on the inside. Hallelujah. You get your passion back. Get your excitement back for serving Jesus. When you do that, then you'll witness to people. When people lose that enthusiasm for the Lord, then the first thing that happens is they stop talking about him. We need to keep talking about the Lord all the time. We don't need to lose our zeal and our enthusiasm for serving God. It's the best thing that we can do. Amen? Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you tonight for the will of God, power of the Holy Spirit, working in each one of us. Examine your heart. Be honest with God. Be honest with yourself. If you've allowed slothfulness to creep in on you, you've gotten lazy in some areas, I'm going to ask you to repent. Make it right with God tonight. Say, Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive me. Mercy on us tonight. Work in our lives. Reignite the flame of fire that's in us, Lord. The light that's in us. Increase the intensity, our desire and our passion for more of you. Work in us, Lord, to be people of excellence, people that love you and people that are willing to serve and work and help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's all say this together. Heavenly Father, help me to understand how totally unacceptable it is for me to lose my passion, my momentum, my desire, my enthusiasm, and my drive for you. I ask you to forgive me for allowing any hint of slothfulness to operate in my life. Today I repent and I deliberately turn from slothfulness and I turn to faithfulness. I will be a faithful person, a diligent person. I will not be lazy. I will not be slothful. I will be energetic. I will look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I will not be weary in doing what's right. Holy Spirit, help me today. I ask you to stir me and to reignite the fire of God in my heart. Please help me to regain the zeal, the thrust, the fire that I used to have. Help me to keep the fire burning. Never to lose it again. I pray this prayer in all sincerity with all my heart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a diligent person. I am diligent in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100.